Welcome to Four Dudes in America. Today, we're sponsored by JCI and J5 from the islands. Welcome. Let's get this podcast cracking, y'all. What's going on, everybody? How everybody doing tonight?
Pretty good.
I can't complain.
You can't complain?
I can't complain.
Good health. Another day I get to see. I'm all right.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's up, man. I'm doing good. But hey, let me give a shout out to my wife for this microphone, man. I'm loving this microphone right here.
Man, this ain't no time to get no brownie points, man.
Hey, man, let the man give a shout out to his wife.
Man, you just better be quiet because you ain't finna get no sleep. So
how you gonna stop the man from giving his wife a shout out?
Man, listen.
Hey, Lamont, let me tell you something. Everybody ain't in the goddamn doghouse.
Hey, man, you know what? That was disrespectful, but watch your mouth.
I apologize.
You better apologize. But, yeah, so our previous podcast, we talked about, parenting from a man perspective, and then I left you all with the lingering question: who benefits more in marriage, the female or male? So we're gonna kick it off. I'm gonna have Myron kick this segment off with who benefits more, and Myron, go ahead and take the lead to initiate this conversation. Go ahead, my man.
I will say, in my personal opinion, I believe the woman benefits more from marriage. And I say that because I think, like, they set the tone for the marriage. If they not feeling right, then the marriage isn't, like, if they're not feeling good or something bothering them about the relationship, then the marriage, you need to sit down and talk, and their marriage is in trouble. If they get your last name, they get the wedding, they get the kids, they get everything. So I believe they benefit more from marriage. To me, when men get married, they're marrying the woman, and the woman is getting the marriage.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Good way to kick it off. That's good there. So Terrell, what you think about that?
I think Myron makes valid points. I disagree though. I think that the male actually benefits more from the marriage than the female, and the reason why I feel like that, because I feel like women are incubators. I feel like women, like, in the sense of, you can have a house, but when you put a woman in that house, it becomes a home.
Mm, that's good.
She cultivates things. She incubates things. Mm. And I think the male, us men, we benefit more from that. And I think the women benefit too, but the question is who benefits more.
Right.
I feel like the male, the husband, benefits more from the marriage, but from a spiritual standpoint, like, there's things that she provides spiritually and that you really wouldn't understand in the natural. But that's my answer. I feel like the husband benefits more from the marriage. Not a whole lot more, but a little bit more.
Gotcha.
Okay, well, I respect you guys' opinions and regarding this topic, but I'm gonna just chime in and give my little two cents about what I think, which female or male benefits more. I'm kind of 50-50 in it, because I believe that once you get married, you both parties are in position to gain something from it, right? So the benefits comes to me, benefits go both ways. It all depends on how the marriage works, right? So depending on that marriage, it could be beneficial to one person in the area of financial situation. It could be benefits from parenting. It could be benefits from both sides. So I think it's a 50-50 thing. I don't think that a male or female benefits more. I think that whatever works for that marriage, and that's the greater benefit, the marriage itself, not the individual. That's my take on that.
Okay.
I can dig that.
J5, what you think?
Well, to be honest with y'all, if you would have asked me like back in like the early 2000s or even in the 90s, I would have said 50-50 like Lamar. But since we're living in a new age, I'm going to just be flat out honest with you. I think it benefits women more in terms of nowadays you get women married for stability. Half the time, they don't even love their husbands, but they love the position that their husband can put them in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's a lot of women like that's out there doing that. Whereas back in the 90s and early 2000s, and you can even go in the 80s before our time, a lot of people was marrying for love then. You know, you could tell it was genuine, it was natural, things of that nature. But as of recent, it's just more like what the man can do for her. What position can he put her in? And that's why you see a lot of these celebrities be getting women that be, you know, getting pregnant by them, and then they'll stay with them throughout their career, and then the minute they retire, they'll break up with them, take them for alimony, all this type of crazy stuff, getting them for the kids. So I think women these days marry for stability, and it benefits them more. But if you would ask me this question a few years back, I would have said it was 50-50.
Okay. Good. Okay, J5, you sound like you're a therapist, but I pass on that. JCI, what you think about it?
If I had to be honest and transparent with it, I'm kind of leaning toward the 50-50 because I'm trying to look at it from the perspective of we have two individuals that feel like that they found their soulmate out of any other human in the world. So now we're coming together as one to benefit each other until death do us part. So I'm trying to look at it from that aspect. When you get up to that podium and you're giving your vows to each other, it's the benefit of one another kind of perspective. That's kind of my short perspective of it, is that both parties are benefiting. I mean, the male is going to bring something that the female may have not had in her life before, and vice versa. The female is going to bring something to the table that male didn't have in his life before. And so that joins that link in that we become one to benefit each other until death do us part. So I'm kind of trying to be the hopeless romantic about the situation, that both parties are absolutely benefiting.
Okay.
That's... I have a question for the group that kind of stemmed off of what J5 said. In the regards where he said, you know, more women marry for stability versus love. My question is that necessarily a bad thing? Because you can love, I mean, let's say you can fall in love with somebody that ain't really about nothing. You know, let's say a female meet a guy in her neighborhood, or maybe she went to high school with the dude or whatever, and you know, she loved the dude, she, you know, built a relationship with him, but he ain't really got nothing going on. Is that, but you know, then you can get another female that is looking for someone who has something, you know, successful in his career or something like that. So is it wrong for a female or a male?
Well, I get that. Don't nobody want to be with nobody that ain't got shit. You know, I get that. But at the same time, it has to be genuine. It has to be pure. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like you shouldn't want to be with a person because of the position he can put you in. Because what happens if he chooses to uproot and put another woman in that same position? What do you have? You know what I'm saying? There's no love there. So I feel as if it should be stemmed off love. And then everything else will play a part, in my opinion. Jason, what you think about that? And I don't want to take the floor exactly because I have more to say, but I want to kind of like go around the group on Hal's question. What you think about that, Jason?
By how you the way you talking, are you asking me about Hal's question or to kind of elaborate on what you were saying? Because I feel like from your answer, it seems like you're kind of targeting one set of women. And I think that you're looking at kind of like the gold digging aspect of it. I'm not saying a lot of women don't marry for a position that a man can put them in, but I just think that your thinking is kind of a little conscrewed a little bit, where you think that most women are out here, you know, marrying for status. Gotcha. Per se. And I'm not sure that that's like necessarily true. But if how to repeat the question one more time so I can give my two cents on that.
So the question was just similar from what he said. Is it a bad thing if a female or male marry for not necessarily status, but that'll pick, you know, a guy that has something going on versus just falling in love with somebody? Like, is that necessarily a bad thing?
I think so, because I wouldn't want my wife to marry me because she feel like I can do more for her because of my personal position. Why can't you fall in love with me because I made you laugh, or I showed you something that past relationships that they didn't show you?
Sure.
Like I want to be different from other people, where I feel like it's just genuine. Like, she genuinely fell in love with me for the person of who
but
I
JC
am.
But JC, that could be part of it. I think that when I was in college, my professor said, you marry on your level or higher. He always said that. He said, when you go out and meet somebody on your level or higher, and a woman meeting a man who's on her level or higher, I don't think that's a bad idea. She could fall in love because you made her smile, you're attractive and all that. And it's a bonus that you might be the president of your company. She feels comfortable. Women need to feel comfortable and secure in relationships and know that her man is going to be able to take care of the family and take care, you guys have kids and whatever you guys are building, that you can be able to do that, whatever you're doing. So I don't think that's a bad idea.
Go ahead, Lamont, what you think?
So, you know, just sitting back, listening to you all, stability versus love, right? And then what Mallory said, you know, marry somebody that's above you or at your level. Like, I feel like sometimes men get caught up in that lust component, right?
Yep.
Lust can be construed for love, right? And then vice versa for a female. Female can love, you know, lust can be turned into love. But it's up until you realize, okay, is this person gonna have my back when all else fail, right?
Correct. Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that once a woman or a male feel like, okay, if I hit rock bottom, I know this person gonna have my back. So let me rock with her, or let me rock with him, because I know he got my back. He have shown me things, she have shown me things that I can say I can see myself with her for the rest of my life.
But
see myself with him for the rest of my life.
And even on that point, women are usually attracted to men in power.
Yes.
So, you know, yes, whatever that power may be, you might be the president of your local community organization, or like I said, like a VP in an organization. Women love men in power. So I don't think that's a bad thing.
Let me ask Mark,
I'm trying to figure out what Myron is saying. Like, so are you seeing that a woman, like, you, when you say she should look for somebody on her level, so it's almost like we're saying that she needs to find the CEO versus the guy that's frying chicken and pot pies?
No, I'm not saying that. her level, it could, it don't have to necessarily be her level financially. It could be her level of, we could say mentally, physically, sure. You know, sure. Stuff like, or, you know, spiritually, something like that. But
okay, so Myra, let me ask you this. All right. What happens if that CEO or whoever the guy may be, let's say his salary changes, or the position that he once held is no longer there, and Huss thinking as the sad she want to get a divorce.
Come on, man. No, but seriously though, just to be clear though. You know, I guess you say you married for position and status or power, whatever. But what happens when you no longer have that power, you no longer have that title, you no longer have that same position and that salary per se, and now you see her stinking ass filing for a divorce?
Hey, so
does that raise his questions?
Yeah. So can I answer his question?
Ahead. Please ask his question.
So, what I think is, it has to be a part of the vetting process. Like, before she even get into it, like, her status and her standards, like, for when for someone that she's looking for, she's like, a woman shouldn't look for no dude who don't have a job, or who don't, and no matter what the job is, like, if you ain't got a place, if you ain't got a car, if you are not stable as a man, you shouldn't even be looking for a woman at all.
Okay.
But low key, them the dudes is winning that.
You shouldn't even be qualified to even entertain a female.
Jason, how are those type of individuals winning, Jason?
Now, I will say this. Hold on. I could say for myself, when I first moved back to Minnesota before I met my now wife, and I moved back with my parents, I wasn't even thinking about, you know, trying to hook up with different girls, whatever, because I didn't. It's just my ego. I wasn't on my feet. So I'm like, man, I got to come back. I got to get me a car. I got to find me a job. I got to get a place. Women were the last thing on my mind until I got myself structured.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I could.
Hold up. But to chime in a little bit, because I don't want to eliminate this, because I think we're heading towards an expectation, which is great, but you can't demise or minimize the person that, okay, the McDonald's worker, right? He might find a girl. They might be at the same level when they started, and then they rise up together. So you can't say that some people may not have your mindset to say, okay, well, I'm not going to think about a woman until I get on my feet.
But mom, there's a difference between, no, working at your McDonald's probably is your feet, but that could be your starting point. What I'm saying is, absolutely, there's a difference between being complacent and, you know, striving for more, being ambitious.
Right. So, but again, but, you know, ambitious is great. You know, everybody have their own way of how they measure their success, or how they measure where they're at in life.
Right.
So you said, okay, this is my expectation for myself. Before I go out and entertain anything, I want to make sure I have A, B, and C in order.
Right.
Some men be like, okay, well, I need a woman to help me with A, B, and C so I can get in order. Is that a bad thing for him?
That depends on the man. I
think that's really good. So
very good.
Let me say from my perspective, right? Let's say if I'm a single, I'm not a single man, I'm a happily married man. But let's say I'm a single man, right? And I'm now like looking for a female. And I'm talking for me personally, from Terrell. I'm not gonna be looking for a chick that she don't have nothing going on for herself.
Right.
For one, she's got to meet me spiritually. Maybe she don't even have to really be on the exact same level as me, but she has to be striving for it.
Yep.
That's your standard. This is what I want, right?
Right.
You have a standard, and you have a standard that you want to say that you are following. This is your blueprint.
I want to say something real quick because I don't want to make it seem like I get that the man is head of household first and foremost. But let's just say that, let's flip the script, right?
Oh, man. Oh, no, man. No, seriously,
Lamont, hear me out. Hear me out. Let's just say that the woman didn't have anything, didn't have a job, didn't have anything. Would she be more susceptible to open her arms to that guy, per se?
What you mean?
Like, no,
I don't. What you mean?
I don't.
Okay, so like Myron, what you said, for instance, you know what I'm saying? A guy will typically not really want to approach a female when he's not on his square, but most guys still do and meet women. But women judge them, like, yeah, like kind of like you said, like, yeah, you ain't got nothing going on for yourself. I can't mess with you right now. However, what if a dude did that to that same woman? Yeah. How would she feel? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If a female got nothing going on, she need to get out of my face.
Yeah, okay. I agree 100% because I think, but okay, that's very far and few between because I'm not going to lie, most women that I meet and who I, you know, who I've grown up with and who I'm around, they usually own their stuff more than men are. It's for real. Man that got to play catch up.
For real.
And men has always had to play catch up. Women are just, they just go. You know, women are doers. You can tell, like, the prime example, it's probably a little bit off topic, but it's in the same vein. Women can plan a trip and
yes.
In 3 days.
Yeah.
And a man, and we need about 9 months to plan a trip.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying? So like, it's just that simple.
Yeah.
Women can sit down and figure things out so quick, and here a man, what we gonna do?
That's
just
true.
Like if a woman can a weekend, hey, we going out on Friday. They go out on Friday, they go out and have a good time. We say we going on Friday, we still stuck in the house and talking about what restaurant we gonna go to.
Yep. Yep.
But yep. And too, like, and there's different levels of that, right? Like some guys may want a female to work or to be corporately successful.
Right.
But what if they're, like, I'm looking at, okay, like me personally, my wife don't necessarily, a female that I'm with, I feel like she has to work if she don't want to work. But how is she a good communicator? Like, Does she know how to raise kids?
Mm.
Like, you know, like, does she? What's how to react when a situation happens, when adversity hits? How does she respond to adversity? Like, those are the things I'm looking for, because like, is she quick to just snap off, or can she talk her way through some things?
Like, exactly.
That's what I'm thinking about. Like, you know, with a female got to be on a certain level. Like,
right.
Well, one of the biggest pet peeves for me is a female that's just fine and nothing else.
That's
all you is. It's fine. Like, you can't.
So who was that? I forget the rapper, but he was said. He
but,
said.
But that's
correct.
The
correct. I forget that rapper, but I think it was maybe Yo Gotti. He was like, yeah, shorty fat, fine and bad, but she don't want shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you can't boil water.
But listen, again, you all, each individual that's set out to go seek a woman or seek a man, right? Female seeking a man, whatever. They have a standard in place, right? They have a certain expectation in place. Okay, when you come meet me, this is what I, XYZ, this is what I expect, or this is what I'm looking for. So there's nothing wrong with a female or a male saying, when I go out in the field, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. This is what I expect. You know what I'm saying? So there's nothing wrong with that. So we have to realize that in male and female, and even in marriage, right? Before you get married, you're friends first, right?
Right.
That you're friend supposed to
be.
In.
You're supposed to
you're
be.
You're supposed to be friends first, right?
Right.
So once you develop that friendship, marriage should become easier, because guess what? You know how each other respond through adversity. You know how each other respond in certain situations. So if I know that this woman is my friend and we handle the things like this, I don't have a problem with making her my wife. So that's why they say that the old school say you need to coat her first. Coat her. See what she about first.
Yeah.
See what her family about. See what his family about.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to do that. And if you don't do that, then you'll find yourself like, oh man, who the hell did I marry? What is going on right here? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because so it's just one of those things.
In society so much, we lead with the sex so much. We lead with that first.
Man, let me tell you something. That sex thing right there, boy, I tell you. Ooh-wee, Lord have mercy.
Listen,
that thing will mess you up.
I got a question, and it's kind of geared more towards JCI and J5, since they're the single ones on the podcast. So are we talking about like standards and women and what we're looking for? Y'all single men, what are y'all looking for in a female? Like if you looking at marriage or what's a potential wife for you? What does your wife look like?
Oh man, good question. I'm gonna hit this.
I'll let Jason, you go ahead first,
he threw it out.
hey, no. Hey, JCI, throw it back out to the 3-point line. Yo. J5, answer this question.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Reverse Uno card. But to get it out there, me personally, I know I would look for in a woman that's opposite of me. Because I want those characteristics to push me. So I'm a procrastinator. So I would want a woman that's like on it. Because she's gonna push me for me to keep to be on it. So I look for opposite qualities that I don't have. Like I'm real introverted, so I'm not the biggest talker in the world. But I do like a female that can not necessarily keep the conversation going, but that she asks a lot of questions, because that keeps me engaged personally. If you ask me a lot of questions, and that gets me to describe myself more to the T. So my wife has to be the opposite of me, because I just want her to push me. I need somebody to push me of the things that I'm weak in.
That's good. J5, let me hear you, brother. Let me hear you.
Well, to be honest with y'all, I'm gonna shoot it straight. Like, what I look for in a woman personally, I gotta have a woman with class. You know, I like a woman with class, but also, you know, you ain't gotta be too like bougie with it. You can still, you know, drink some Kool-Aid with me. But I love a woman with some class, you know, that knows how to dress, wear heels, smell good, things of that nature. But I also value a woman.
You said that can dress good.
I also value a woman with great spiritual beliefs. If she don't believe in God, I can't take her serious. You know, I have to. That's very important. You know, me myself, I'm not spiritually led. In time, I will be. I feel like I'm more spiritually inclined. But I also look for a woman that supports her man like no other. And what I mean by that, it's kind of like an attorney to its clients. When the world has turned their back on their client, that attorney is right there. So I kind of need that. You know what I'm saying? I also look for a woman that has good family values, kind of like what Hal said, how she has a mother, you know what I'm saying, how she with her mom and kids and family and uncles.
Her dad, that's very important.
And for me personally, I'm a little different than most. There's no way I can, like, me personally, I couldn't marry a woman that's not enthusiastic about traveling. I think that's huge. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I look for personally.
That's good.
I got a question. You said that you like a woman that is spiritual, you know, spiritually inclined. You ain't been in the state since 1998. What are you talking about? Bro, like, what are you talking about?
Listen. But first of all, Jason, that was a real good joke, but that's not true.
Calm down.
First of all, I have been to church. I don't think I've been to church this year. I have attended church last year. Hold on. And to be honest with you, no, she has to believe in God. You know what I'm saying? That's first and foremost. If she don't believe in God, it won't work. Like, there's no way I can marry a woman and I believe in Jesus Christ and she believes in Allah.
Hey, listen, JCion just said, I'm gonna help him out. He said, you ain't been to church since the church opened up.
Issa, 98.
No, that's
that boy don't know what a talent offering envelope look like.
So, hey, can I read this article real quick? It ties into what we're talking about.
Go ahead, man.
All right. So, the article title is "Woman's Marriage, Man's Marriage: Two Different Worlds." How differing expectations about marriage can lead to divorce. And this is by Vicky Stark.
Okay.
Schlepping Through Heartbreak. Oh. 2014. So she says, women go into marriage for the marriage. Men go into marriage for the woman. For the woman, it's a combo, a package deal. You get the house, the stuff, the kids, and the guy. She said, I can't tell you how many men in my office complain that they feel they are last on the list after the kids, her job, her mom, her sister, her friends, and anything else she has going on. She can get her needs met in a variety of ways and can have close, intimate relationships with any one of those people on the list, not only with him. For men, however, the woman is the focus. He may love his house and kids, but men often tell her that their primary want is pretty simple. They just want their wife to be happy. They desperately need to feel connected to her, and the quickest way to satisfy that is through sex. What do y'all think about that?
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yep. I do too. But why do you agree with that?
Here's why I agree with that. Because when you get married, you marry that woman, right? That's you. That's what you want. That's your prized possession. That's your knight in shining armor. That's your peace, right?
Right.
So when you give it all to your peace, and it's not even and it feel like it's not getting reciprocated back, oh man, that's a problem for a man. Because look, I'm making you my everything. You the center. So if I'm doing everything I can as a husband, man, you got it. You gotta let me get that about you.
Okay,
because this is my connection.
Let me ask this real quick. Who do you think more often takes the marriage for granted, takes the other person for granted in the marriage? Is it the woman or the man?
I would say the man.
Why you say the man?
I think that we can get We can get tied up or lost in a lot of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, and a sense of familiarity issue tend to kick in. And you know, because a lot of times, you know, the wife, you know, especially after she done had kids, or you see her every day, you know, familiarity kick in. And you know, you expect the dinner to be made when you come home, instead of being appreciative that the dinner is made when you come home.
I feel like the man too. I feel that way because I think sometimes a lot of men get complacent, and I'm gonna compare, like, even. Let's just say, even if I was, or let's just say, you take a relationship, even though you can't really compare the two, you take a relationship and you take a marriage, you could take the same character of the individual, though. So I think men become complacent in both, and especially in marriage, because now they feel like, okay, I married her, she's mine now. So now you get comfortable, as in you're not going to lose that woman. And sometimes you become boring in that marriage. Like, there's no more fun, there's no more spark to it anymore, like in the beginning when you were courting her, to make her feel, to show her that you are different from everybody else. I just think marriage, a lot of dudes just fall off the cliff sometimes.
I was told a long time ago by one of my uncles that what you did in the beginning, you gotta still do it 20 years.
Absolutely.
Later.
He's absolutely right. I was just going to say that. How you start is definitely what is going to trend. But I also, JC, I want to say that can go both ways. Females can get complacent as well, too.
I agree.
It can go both ways. So when you just, I just want to keep keep this in the forefront of your mind. In marriage, it can go either way. Either way. The female cannot give the male what he needs, and the male cannot get a female what he needs. So it all comes back to, can we sit down and have an adult conversation about our needs not being met? What do we need to do? So it comes down to that adult conversation and communication. That's what I believe.
Well, I also too, people got to understand the difference in the dynamics of a marriage.
Yes.
Like, especially like, Christ has to be the center, right? Like, the Bible tells us men are supposed to love thy wife like Jesus loved the church. Wife is supposed to honor thy husband. Like, but there's a distinct difference, right? Like, why didn't God tell us that the man is supposed to honor your wife? It's a difference. Like, women don't need honor like that, like a man does. Women need love. They need to know that they're loved. Men, we need more honor. And that's like, it goes into the article that Myron read, how he said the man feel like they're last on the totem pole. Right? And that's not honoring your husband. I don't care if the man come home late, he's supposed to get the big piece of chicken all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the dynamics of a relationship, it's supposed to be God first. God's at the top.
Wife.
The second tier is man and wife.
And the third tier is them kids.
The third tier is them kids. And then the extended family come after that. So a lot of times the man, and I'll give you a quick example. People wonder why a guy at work will run off with his secretary, and the secretary don't look nearly as good as his wife does, right? But the reason being is because when he come home, he's just honeydew. Honey, do this. Honey, do that. Honey, take out the garbage. Honey, do this, do this, do that. But at the office, the secretary, well, he's CEO, he's Mr. So-and-so. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, oh man, this, you know, she's honoring him because of the business relationship. She's telling them how, you know, how good his ideas are. And oh, that's a great idea. This, you know what I mean? And so he's getting fed that honor at work. And then a lot of times he come home, she done already been complacent. She's sitting on the couch in sweatpants and a messy bun. Straight up. And so it happens like that a lot.
But also, too, let me throw a spin on it real quick. Right?
Okay.
You said the man. We're talking about the man. But what if the female, what if the roles are reversed? And the male is at home. And the female is the breadwinner. Do you think that same situation happened with the male?
What, he's at home, he just sitting at home?
No, she's the breadwinner, right? And
right.
The husband, the wife come home, and the husband sitting on the couch being complacent, not doing all what he needs to do as a husband, because she's not the breadwinner. So how would they look when roles are reversed?
Well, I think that before, as she walking out that door, you got to tell her, girl, you look like a whole meal walking out
there. Yes, yeah. Because he's sitting on the couch. Good. That looked like a damn shame. First of all, fix that situation.
Well, you have to show her love, baby. You look so good. Like, that outfit is banging.
You have to make up in other areas.
Right, because when she go to work, you best believe it's going to be somebody at work or somebody in her 9-to-5 day that's going to tell her how good she look. And if you constantly not telling her how good she look when she leave out and when she come in, then she's going, that attention is going to start getting to her.
Mm-hmm. And then she going to come home and she going to look upside your damn head.
Mm-hmm. Going to look dead upside your head because you ain't said nothing to her. But her coworker Mark, he keep flirting with her every chance he get. And she's steady trying to hold him off and send him off. But then when she come home, you ain't even said nothing to her. You ain't tell her how good she look. You ain't rubbed her feet. You ain't did none of that. Then when she go back to work, Mark telling her, girl, that outfit look good. Like, man.
And then Mark gonna walk her ass to the park now.
Hey, hold on a second, though. We, Kyle had brought up a question earlier about, you know, the single life. And so, me and Jonathan, we are the two guys on here that are not married. So, I have a couple of questions that I want to ask the married guys.
We do. We got about a good six minutes.
Okay. So, well, I try to rush them in here real quick. So, my first question to the married men are, what have you learned to appreciate more about your wife now that you're married? That's a great question,
JCI. Look, I don't know what you got going on in your mind, but I think you're still in that bathroom with the acoustics in the background. but I answer first. I think my wife, she has this button that's just laser focus, right? She has this ability to lock in. When she lock in, oh my God, it's over with, right? She had this thing that she does, like, okay, she'll tell me something, either like little subtle conversations, or she'll say something in a sentence that catch my attention or make me think differently. Or if we driving, she'll say, go this way. And I'd be like, man, why we gotta go this way? But 9 times of 10 is a reason why she's doing this. So I have to, her ability to focus and lock in, I appreciate the most, because women have discernment, right? We can go into a room, we can go together, and she can say, you know what, Lamar, we gotta get out of here, this ain't right, and we can leave. But once we leave and we come home, and hey man, look, what happened? Something happened that where we just left. So I had
dude, yeah, got, you know, flat.
So at the end of the day, I just think that her ability to lock in, that's what I appreciate the most, you know.
Go ahead.
Okay.
That's what's up. Okay. I will say the way my wife is with our children. Sometimes I don't have a lot of patience, and you know, she picks up where I slack off with them, and yeah, I just love the way she interacts with them and take over for me and all that. So I just love that.
For me, I think it's her ability or her willingness to listen more than she did in the beginning, being that her and I come from different cultures, we were raised differently, and so that's been a big challenge for us in our relationship, is the way we were raised and our ideologies and thought processes, but she has tried to make the adjustments or in certain areas. Like, she's willing to listen and make adjustments so we can keep pushing forward. So that's on me. So that's an excellent question.
Hey, Jason. Hey, y'all, guess what?
Okay.
What I'm proud of Terrell, y'all. He didn't give us a history lesson about his life. I'm proud of it, man. You know what? Keep doing what you're doing, boy. Keep doing what you're doing. Go ahead, JCI.
You have another question?
Yeah.
Okay, I do. I'm going to try to squeeze two more in here if I can. And if we can get one more, I would love to get a question from Jonathan as well. If we had a time. My second one would be, what strengths?
I went first last time, so I'm gonna let Terrell, because he's been asking these questions short. So let me go ahead and keep doing it.
hey, you don't lay off again. what strength do we bring to the marriage? I would say for me, stability, protection is probably the biggest. You know, I feel like my family don't have to, like, there's a lot of attacks that come against my family and my household that my wife or my kids don't even know about. You know what I'm saying? Like, they hit me and I deal with them and handle them before they even touch them. You know, especially my kids. Like, I feel like as a man, as a father, your children shouldn't feel all the attacks and the pressures that you have to go up against. Like, if you allow it to trickle down to them, then you're failing as a man. Like, you kids shouldn't feel adult problems. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like protection is probably the biggest that I can say I bring to the family.
Oh, hey, Myron.
I'll have to piggyback off of what Terrell said. I think I bring protection. Sometimes my wife is she if we're out like at a store or something and she sees somebody, she loves children so much. So if she sees somebody like disrespecting kids or verbally assaulting them or something, you know, she put me in some situations sometime, but I pull up to the side like, look, I ain't got no damn gun with me. You know? yeah, I have to say protection.
Oh man, for me, I'm gonna piggyback. I'm not gonna do that. I'm different. Patience. You pay them that damn bill.
he done built a back porch or a side
wall. So I would say patience for me, patience and love.
I can agree with that, Mark. That's a good one.
Hey, you forgot to make the money on it.
So my last question for y'all is, if I was to have a discussion with y'all wives and I asked them, in what areas do you feel like your husband can be more understanding?
Come on, Jesse, y'all thinking? With them That's questions. You want them good.
Go ahead, Terrell, kick it off.
No, he went. No, Myra, you go first. I'm sick of hearing Terrell voice.
Oh, okay.
Hey, yeah. we gotta let Terrell talk while I pick
them.
Don't let him get in
the nuts. Don't want to
say no good. Well, I'm tired of them peaks and valleys in Arizona. I'm sick of them.
Oh man, y'all so funny. Go ahead, Myra.
Shoot, what was the question again?
Okay, so if I was to ask your wife, what area do you feel like, what do you think her answer would be if I was to ask her, in what area do you feel like your husband
I think she would say that I would have to be more understanding of what she actually does, you know, at work. Sometimes she say, I be thinking she don't do nothing but play with kids all day.
You're so disrespectful.
Yeah, no, I don't be thinking that, but she be saying that. She said, you really eat. And then she'll sit down and be like, look, this is what I do all day. So yeah, I think she wants me to be more understanding of her time and her career and what she's doing.
I would say me, she would say that I can be more understanding of what she has to do day to day at home with the kids. Like, you know, when I'm not working, you know, my wife, she's a stay at home mom. She does a really good job with the boys, but like, I may come back home and she might be on 10 snapping at the boys. I'm laid back. And I'm like, man, I don't really take all that. But you know, she done been home with them all day, dealing with their attitudes and stuff all day. So she probably already on 10. And I'm like, man, what you yelling for? But so I would think understanding where she coming from and not just being in my own space, you know, at certain times.
Validating her feelings.
Yeah.
You go,
so for me, I would say I'm kind of like laid back. I don't think everything is serious and don't need to be handled in certain ways. Like she'll say, you know, why you put the jacket on the couch? I'm like, it's a couch. Just put the jacket on the couch. You know what I mean?
Right.
And hang it up later. But for me, it just the little things that she concerns about, I need to try to make myself concerned about them as well. Just understanding why she say things to say. And I think catering to her emotions, you know, understand where she's at mentally sometimes. Because sometimes, like, man, I'd be like, girl, this all in your mind. Girl, just come on, get over it. Like,
right.
No, women don't operate like that. I know my wife don't operate like that. So, just understanding her emotional state, standpoint, and realize when she say things, it's not just to be annoying. It's just to, you know, just respect how she feel about certain things. So, yeah, that's where that.
Right.
Real quick, I got a question of that same magnitude but reversed to the two single men on a podcast. What would y'all say your like if I went and asked let's say females, I would say people, but if I went and asked five females the type of person you are, or what some of the good characteristics about you, what do you think they would say?
First thing they would say would probably be a young man. Man. But man, what would they say about me? Probably I'm pretty sure a lot of people would probably maybe be like, they wish I was more open. I'm not like, you know, I'm a person where you have to ask me something. Like, I'm not just not gonna boom you like, hey, this is what's going on in my life. This is how my day was. I'm this person where I don't really talk unless talked to, per se. It's not a thing about being shy or anything of that nature. That's just how I operate. Like, if you don't personally ask me, in my head, you probably don't care. So, I mean, I don't care, and I don't care to tell you. So it's just like, you have to just sit me down and actually conversate with me and talk to me and give me
that thing. Also, you know what else I think they say about you? They love your chalk lining. When you get your hair cut, that white stuff around your lining, they love that. They love that.
Hey,
boy, them ain't no way, but it's all just for men. With a little rinse.
All right, J5, what would they say about you?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
They'll just say that, to be honest with you, you know, I got a great sense of humor. For the most part, I'm always a good listener. They would say that I'm honest and upfront. They would just say that I'm a good person to really be around. You know, I'm genuine. I'm tentative.
Tentative?
Things of that nature.
Did you just say tentative?
Yeah, I am. Okay.
Can't even spell it.
J5.
But
I'm gonna be honest, what's up, man? You do got a heck of a personality. And I think that's will hold true. But that rest of stuff you said, that's a lie. I ain't gonna front with the people. I'm just messing with you.
You say what, Hal?
Hey, they say you ain't worth $2. They say you bogus in a $3 deal.
Hey. No, but to be honest with you, they will also say that I have good communication skills and that I'm trustworthy. And they feel like real, you know, secure with, you know, their secrets and things of that nature that they share with me.
I can dig that, but
with their secrets.
Jay said, I don't think you like that last. Why?
Secure with their secrets. I've been knowing dude for 10 years. I wasn't telling
you. Hey, listen.
Oh, okay. So, no, you're lying.
Hey, that's because you ain't shit. So,
oh, so fellas, man, this was a heck of a conversation. I hope that our listeners get a gauge of what we talked about and understand our perspective as men in regards to marriage and how husbands look at their wives and, you know, just the whole element about relationships and how to go seek out a woman. And we covered a multitude of things on this podcast tonight. With that being said, I want to close this thing out because we're approaching an hour right now. And I want you all to thank the listeners and give us an outro.
I'll go first. Just appreciate y'all tapping in, tuning in. We're going to keep the content rolling for y'all. Also wanted to give a quick shout out to my daughter, T. Breezy. She's doing a biography book. Go ahead and check that out. I love you. Love everybody. Peace out.
All right.
Again, this is JCon to the audience. I know a lot of y'all probably have a great amount of responsibilities and priorities in your day-to-day life, so we do appreciate y'all taking out 45 minutes to an hour to pay attention in on our podcast.
This is J5. I just want to thank everybody out there that the support has been unreal thus far. Eventually, we'll get to where it, you know, covers a multitude of different platforms. I have to clean out my tongue.
Clean out your tongue.
Thanks for the support.
What you? Come on, man, Myron. Myron, that boy said clean out his tongue. Myron, go ahead.
All right, hold on, listen to the audience. That was funny as hell. All right. So, my name is Myron. Thank you guys for listening to us. We appreciate all the support. We're just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. And until next time, peace.
Hey, this is Lamont. And I'm going to have to say I'm out because that J5 said he had to clean his tongue out. So I'm going to just leave it right there.
Hey, wait a minute. Did y'all just hear that? Myron Microwave.
It's a microwave.
It's got so warming up right now.
Out.